And as that song is telling us, everything's coming up roses. At least that's the hope of another theater season as it prepares to head our way. And in many respects, this should be a notable year. For several reasons, especially once we look back on the previous season and contemplate what had happened. And there was no question about that. This was to be one foxy season, or maybe it was to be the year of the fox. Because after years of empty promise, Riverside's venerable Fox Theater was to reopen as the Fox Performing Arts Center. Several million dollars had been spent to make that happen, and, in spite of a few cautionary warnings, enthusiasm was running high. Oh yeah, there were still some other theaters in the Inland Empire, but as long as they stayed out of the way, they should be all right. But as we soon noticed, things didn't work out quite that way. Which is not to say that the Fox fizzled, although there were some who did claim that. But it was really a mixture of good and bad. Some of the good bordered on the excellent. Much of the bad resembled a wild elementary school fire drill that got out of hand quickly. Scapegoats were quickly found for that, and a number of improvements have been made. More are definitely needed, but there is a promise of greater success and fewer mishaps. Meanwhile, the area's community and regional theaters went ahead in their usual fashion with some surprising results. Not every show was a hit, but box office results indicated audiences could still be found for most of them. Better yet, they were appreciative audiences. And best of all, productions were again showing how much local theater has been improving over the past 20 years. It's no longer been a case of, let's not play bridge this month, let's put on a show. Most of the works that have hit these stages have been carefully planned. And it has to be remembered this is being done by people who love theater, people also holding down full-time jobs and other responsibilities. Some attention has to be paid to their efforts. For the most part, though, when we considered local theater a year ago, we thought first of the Fox and then everybody else. This year it could be everybody else and then the Fox. But then, as that withered cliché has always reminded us,
there's no business like show business, like no business I know.
And that's how I see it. I'm Bob Sikorski.
Bob Sikorski's Arts and Entertainment Review is heard weekly at this time. His opinions are his own.